News. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for individuals in a variety of career fields who want to help build a culture of inclusiveness. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting the 5th Annual Zoo Lights, beginning Friday, November 22nd, with new light sections, appearances by Santa, and fun for all ages. Tickets available now at topekazoo.org. Now there's a tune for you by composer Fritz Kreisler called Midnight Bells. For violin and orchestra, Robert McDuffie, our violinist, with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel, on Kansas Public Radio as things get going in our noon hour of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have joined you. This hour, more music for violin, two violins, as a matter of fact, and guitar, and a wonderful serenade by Niccolo Paganini. Also, the English Chamber Orchestra will be along for the Oboe Concerto by Richard Strauss. Looking forward to that and much more as the afternoon unfolds. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, hosting comedian Louis Black in Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. The final tour, Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. We continue next with the Philadelphia Orchestra, Eugene Ormandy, its conductor, for some music that Tchaikovsky wrote down in May of 1880 after taking a trip to Rome and being inspired by the architecture as well as the art, particularly the paintings of Raphael, who Tchaikovsky called the Mozart of painting. It all inspired a wonderful orchestral suite, the lively Capriccio Italien. Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra have that for you next on Kansas Public Radio. Music created around the year of 1880 by Tchaikovsky, Capriccio Italien, music that had its inspiration in a trip he took to Rome in May of 1880 that year. We heard there the Philadelphia Orchestra, led by Eugene Ormandy on Kansas Public Radio. Just a few minutes before 12:30, and in the second half of the hour coming up, we have the English Chamber Orchestra. They'll be with us in just a few minutes for the Oboe Concerto by Richard Strauss. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Burt Nash, offering a wide range of services for youth and their families, including therapy, parent support, and case management. More information at burtnash.org. And from Maselli's, presenting Cabaret Brunch, featuring Mary Baker and Friends, Sunday brunch buffet at 10 a.m. Show starts at 11. Information and tickets available at Maselli'sOnline.com. It is 75 degrees here at the KU campus. High temperatures should fetch up in the mid-80s today. We'll have sunny skies, clear tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow it cools off a bit to the low 70s, sunny skies. Next on KPR, we'll hear music of Niccolo Paganini. We'll stay on the Italian theme for a little bit and enjoy a gorgeous serenade for two violins and guitar. Mela and Alexander Tenenbaum are our violinists, Paul Bernard on guitar, on Kansas Public Radio. Serenata for two violins and guitar, music by Niccolo Paganini. Violinists Mela and Alexander Tenenbaum were joined on guitar by Paul Bernard on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 12:34, and still to come, news from NPR at the top of the hour. Classical music continues until 3. The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra is going to bring the swing on Saturday night, December 14th, at KPR's annual Big Band Christmas Concert at Liberty Hall. What better way to kick off the holiday season than with some Big Band favorites and Christmas songs? Tickets on sale now at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com. You can find out more at KansasPublicRadio.org. Support for classical music comes from Topeka's Nodo Arts and Entertainment District, featuring A Celebration of Souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday, traditions, and origins. Now till December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org. The music of Richard Strauss is next. We're going to listen to one of the final works that he composed towards the end of his life in 1945. World War II was coming to an end in Europe, and at that time Strauss was living in southern Germany. And there was an American army corporal who was also an amateur oboist named John Delancey, who began collaborating with Strauss, and they eventually together created the following Oboe Concerto in D, played for us here by the English Chamber Orchestra, led by Daniel Barenboim, and the oboe played by Neil Black on KPR. One of the last major works by Richard Strauss is Oboe Concerto in D, written in 1945. We heard the English Chamber Orchestra, led by Daniel Barenboim, with the oboe played by Neil Black, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's about 1 p.m. Another wonderful concerto awaits us in the next hour, Mendelssohn's Concerto for Violin.
Hey, it's A. Martinez.
That's Morning Edition, every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at KansasPublicRadio.org.
Today, U.S. stocks are trading higher this hour. The Dow is up more than 100 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's a little something for you from an English composer by the name of Trevor Roberts, a pastorale for orchestra. Andrew Penny conducted the Royal Ballet Symphony of Birmingham. Here on Kansas Public Radio as our 1 p.m. hour of music gets underway. I'm Jeb Watson and happy to be with you as always. And we're looking forward to the Montreal Symphony Orchestra and their performance of Felix Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto, one of the last major works of Mendelssohn, and one of his finest. Violinist Lila Yosefowitz and the Montreal Symphony await us in about 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. Well, Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto that we have coming up, as mentioned, is a late work from that composer. What we have next is early music from Rachmaninoff, one of the first great musical gifts he gave the world at age 18. The Borodin Trio is here to perform Trio Elegiac, or Elegiac Trio No. 1 in G minor, on Kansas Public Radio. The Borodin Trio, and music by Sergei Rachmaninoff, composed when he was 18 years of age. Trio Elegiac, or Elegiac Trio No. 1 in G minor on Kansas Public Radio. Just a few minutes before 1:30, half an hour away from our next update of news headlines from NPR. And we're enjoying classical music until 3, at which time we'll bring you all things considered from NPR News. Then tonight from 7 to 9, music continues with Destiny, who says, "Hello and I love you," in tonight's evening of music beginning at 7. And she does have a Halloween surprise in store for you, something that you've never heard and may never want to hear again. Don't miss that, along with Beethoven and music by Tchaikovsky. Classical music with Destiny tonight from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, asking listeners when they last visited a dentist. For a preventive checkup, dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. And the Lawrence Farmers Market, with over 70 small businesses and farmers, bringing produce, meats, and more from vendors within 50 miles of Lawrence. Saturday mornings at 824 New Hampshire Street, rain or shine. Next on KPR, it's time to hear music by Felix Mendelssohn. We're going to listen to the last concerto that he ever composed, which just happens to be one of his most famous compositions ever, his violin concerto in E minor. In spite of the name, this isn't the very first violin concerto composed by Mendelssohn, but it is chiefly thought of as his major violin concerto. He worked on it over the course of about 6 years, beginning in 1838, and is one of the most central pieces in all of violin repertoire. We'll hear the concerto with the Montreal Symphony, led by Charles Dutoit and violinist Lila Yosefowitz, on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Mendelssohn's violin concerto in E minor, one of the last concertos Mendelssohn ever composed. We heard the Montreal Symphony, led by Charles Dutoit and violinist Lila Yosefowitz, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 2 p.m., and in the next hour of classical music, the second cello concerto by Saint-Saëns.
For years, Don Pierre News.
All things considered, today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at CiderGallery.com.
Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Think or Swim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Vladimir Ashkenazi leading the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra there in music from Sergei Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet Public Merrymaking from the ballet here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. Hoping to find you in a merry mood. We're listening to classical music until 3, and between now and then, Adventures with the Strings, the Kodály Quartet with a string quartet by Franz Schubert, and then a little bit later, the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, and the Second Concerto for Cello by Camille Saint-Saëns, all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries and Library on the Lawn, featuring lawn games, food trucks, live music, and fun for all ages, tomorrow from 2 to 5. More at lib.ku.edu/events. Conductor Terje Mikkelsen, in charge of the Latvian National Symphony Orchestra, brings us music by 19th-century Norwegian composer Johan Svendsen and his fourth Norwegian Rhapsody on Kansas Public Radio. Norwegian Rhapsody No. 4, music of Johan Svendsen, performed by the Latvian National Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Terje Mikkelsen on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:21. The Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin set to join us in the second half of the hour with the second cello concerto by Camille Saint-Saëns, still to come here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Orencia de Mexico. Saturday evening, a new generation of mariachi takes the stage for a night of Mexican music. More at jccc.edu /MTC. Next on KBR is music by Franz Schubert. We're going to listen to something that he wrote fairly early on in his life and career. Music composed in 1813, when Schubert would have been about 16 years of age, and following the instruction of his main teacher at that time, Antonio Salieri, in the creation of chamber works. And one of them was the following string quartet number 5 in B-flat major, but on for us next by the Kodai Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. That music written by Franz Schubert in the year 1813 at approximately age 16. String Quartet number 5 in B-flat major, performed for us by the Kodai Quartet, today on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is about 2:40, 20 minutes until 3 o'clock, and all things considered from NPR News. Now's a good time to mention that if you happen to be a fan of music, old movies, or horror in general, you'll definitely want to know about a screening taking place at Helzberg Hall tomorrow night at 7 p.m. of the silent film Nosferatu by F.W. Murnau. Nosferatu, a symphony of horror, is going to be on the big screen at Helzberg Hall with live organ accompaniment by Dorothy Papadakos. This is tomorrow evening, Wednesday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. at Helzberg Hall, and you can find out more about this concert, this movie showing, I should say, and how to attend over at kcsymphony.org. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Supreme Court Justice and founder of iCivics, Sandra Day O'Connor, with the Dole Leadership Prize, Thursday, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Next on KPR, we're with the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, conducted by Ricardo Chailly, and with them is cellist Lynn Harrell, with music by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, something written fairly late in his days in the year 1902, the second of the two cello concertos that he would ultimately compose. Here's cellist Lynn Harrell with the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, Cello Concerto No. 2 in D Minor by Saint-Saëns on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1902 by Camille Saint-Saëns, the composer's second cello concerto in D minor, performed for us by the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, led by Ricardo Chailly and cellist Lynn Harrell, on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is about 3 p.m., about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music set to return to you this evening. From 7 to 9, Destiny is your host for more music. Tonight, I'm Jeff Watson, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. Thanks for joining me for classical music in the afternoon. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Quick question for you. Do you happen to have an old car taking up space in your garage? If so, KPR's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming that you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.